This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. Almost time for us to wrap up for the day, but of course we've got one final story for you guys. It ain't all the smartphones' fault, yo.
Yeah, because in 2015, Microsoft, they released a study claiming that the average human attention span had dropped to 8 seconds, down from 12 in the year 2000.
8 seconds!
Apparently, it makes us more distracted than goldfish. And these findings came out at a time when psychologists, concerned parents, and also the baby boomers, pundits, they had just gotten over the novelty of having internet on phones, and they were starting to see how it was so-called destroying our brains. But according to new research, apparently the internet is not to be blamed. So a new study suggests that well before the invention of mobile phones, humans were already a cognitively distracted species that can only focus on one thing a quarter of a second blocks. This inability to focus isn't a flaw, but it's just an evolutionary adaptation. Being able to flick between highly focused and diffuse attention gives us the ability to concentrate on a complex task while also being aware of our surroundings, making us the dynamic, hyper-alert creatures that we are today. So that's the fundamental finding of the team of researchers at Princeton University and also the University of California, Berkeley, who studied monkeys and humans and discovered that the attention pulses in and out 4 times per second in our brain. The researchers used different metaphors to describe this throb of attention, including a spotlight that waxes and wanes in its intensity. 4 times per second, it's one every 250 milliseconds. The spotlight dims and then the house light comes up. So instead of focusing on the action on stage, your brain takes in everything else around you, says the scientist. So if you're kind of like wondering how this kind of goes, so imagine if you're focusing on something, in every a quarter of a second, your brain kind of just like stops and just kind of like does a surrounding check, and then you decide that like, yeah, I still want to focus on this. It happens in like, you know,
so super it's like super fast sonar. It goes bing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the every 250 milliseconds, you have an opportunity to switch attention. You won't necessarily shift your focus to a new subject, but your brain has a chance to re-examine your priorities and decide if it wants to.
This is really interesting. Yeah.
So I mean, I'm not at all surprised by this because every single thing, not every single thing, but a lot of the things that people blame the internet for have been happening for ages anyway. The whole argument of like, oh, all these kids nowadays, they're on their phones, they're ignoring their parents, it's so bad. We had newspapers. I bet even in like caves, back when we were all like Neanderthals, we
can
were like
stop
drawing
painting
on
that
the
wall,
walls,
please?
Yeah, yes. To ignore the people in the cave. Okay, so I'm not at all surprised by this. But what is interesting about that, and what is surprising to me, is that concept of the kind of attention pulse.
Yeah.
And that is fascinating because it makes a lot of sense. Because when I was a kid, for example, it was a bad habit, but I used to read while walking in school. I would just carry books around with me everywhere and I would be so absorbed in the book that I would just be walking, you know, to lunch with a book in my face. But it makes sense that I was able to actually like not knock into people all the time, even though I was focused on the book, because there was a peripheral kind of attention thing going on there.
Yeah.
So it's fascinating to know that that's a scientifically proven thing.
Yeah, so these findings, they contradict our subjective experience of the world, where attention and perception feels like a continuous phenomenon that persists over minutes, and if we're lucky, hours, so we can focus on things for hours. But according to Sabine Kastner, a professor of psychology at Princeton, perception is actually discontinuous. It's going rhythmically through a short time windows when we can perceive more or less. So they're saying like attention is like the fluid, and you want it to be fluid. You don't want to be overlocked on anything. It seems like it's an evolutionary advantage to have these windows of opportunity where you're just sort of checking in with your environment. Mm. So you're not actually distracted. It's just that you're just taking some time off to just observe around you. It happens in 250 milliseconds.
And it does worry me, though, that we have less of an attention span than the goldfish.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
You know, because there used to be that old joke about the goldfish swimming around its tank.
Yeah, now it's like us.
It's like swim, swim, swim. So, oh, nice castle. Swim, 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 swim. Oh, nice castle. You know.
Yeah, goldfish actually have longer memories than we think they do.
No,
it's been a scientifically proven thing as well.
Yeah.
Right. That's
Stop blaming the smartphone.
Yes. But that's all the time we have for today, folks. I know you guys are probably keen on getting back to your shopping spree.
Yeah.
But thank you very much for the tweets that we've had, the messages that you've sent in via WhatsApp, and of course all the comments on Insta Story. We're going to wrap up for the day, but we'll quickly run through the stories that we covered for today. And of course, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the podcast from bfm.my or from our apps available in both the Apple Store or on Google Play.
Yeah, we started off by talking about the shopping spree that every Malaysian seems to be going on, because SST is kicking in on the 1st of September, and yesterday was a public holiday. I saw a lot of people doing some shopping.
Google wants to help people suffering from negative news fatigue, so very shortly you'll be able to ask your Google assistant, "Hey Google, tell me something good."
And then we talked about how the New York Public Library has turned classic novels into Insta stories, which is the best thing ever.
And no, the internet has not destroyed our attention spans. It's just a human evolution.
Nice castle. Nice castle. Anyway, so that's all the time we have for today. But don't go anywhere, of course. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. CIMB Islamic was once the fastest growing Islamic bank, but is the market now saturated and prospects for growth diminishing? CEO Raif Hanif shares his views on the Islamic finance sector in Malaysia and what it takes for the country to stay ahead in the global Islamic finance space. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Jeff Sandu, yep, and Christine Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9. We'll be back same time tomorrow at noon from deepest, darkest Banda Atama. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.